help us to commence this evening with hymn 678. There's not a man that's born of God, but readily will say, if ever my poor soul be saved, 'tis Christ must be the way. 678.
Word of God. Let us turn to read this evening in the prophecy of Jeremiah, reading part of chapter 42 and then chapter 43. The prophecy of Jeremiah, chapter 42. We'll read the first 12 verses and then chapter 43. Then all the captains of the forces and Johanan, the son of Kareah, and Jezaniah, the son of Ashiah, and all the people from the least, even unto the greatest, came near and said unto Jeremiah the prophet, let, we beseech thee, our supplication be accepted before thee, and pray for us unto the Lord thy God, even for all this remnant. For we are left but a few of many, as thine eyes do behold us. that the Lord thy God may show us the way wherein we may walk, and the thing that we may do. Then Jeremiah the prophet said unto them, I have heard you. Behold, I will pray unto the Lord your God, according to your words. And it shall come to pass that whatsoever thing the Lord shall answer you, I will declare it unto you. I will keep nothing back from you. Then they said to Jeremiah, the Lord be a true and faithful witness between us, if we do not even according to all things for the which the Lord thy God shall send thee to us. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, to whom we send thee. That it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God. And it came to pass after 10 days that the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah. Then called he Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces which were with him, and all the people from the least even to the greatest, and said unto them, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, unto whom ye sent me to present your supplication before him, if ye will still abide in this land, then will I build you, and not pull you down, and I will plant you, and not pluck you up. For I repent me of the evil that I have done unto you. Be not afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom ye are afraid. Be not afraid of him, saith the Lord. For I am with you to save you, and to deliver you from his hand. And I will show mercies unto you, that he may have mercy upon you and cause you to return to your own land. Chapter 43. And it came to pass that when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking unto all the people all the words of the Lord their God, for which the Lord their God had sent him to them, even all these words, then spake Azariah the son of Hoshaiah, and Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the proud men, saying unto Jeremiah, thou speakest falsely. The Lord our God hath not sent thee to say, go not into Egypt to sojourn there. But Barak the son of Neriah setteth thee on against us, for to deliver us into the hand of the Chaldeans, that they might put us to death, and carry us away captives into Babylon. So Jehanan the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces, and all the people, obeyed not the voice of the Lord to dwell in the land of Judah. But Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces, took all the remnant of Judah that were returned from all nations whither they had been driven to dwell in the land of Judah, even men and women and children and the king's daughters, and every person that Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had left with Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, and Jeremiah the prophet, and Barak the son of Neriah. So they came into the land of Egypt, for they obeyed not the voice of the Lord. Thus came they even to Tarpanhes. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah in Tarpanhes, saying, Take great stones in thine hand, and hide them in the clay in the brick kiln, which is at the entry of Pharaoh's house in Tarpanhes, in the sight of the men of Judah. And say unto them, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will send and take Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will set his throne upon these stones that I have hid, and he shall spread his royal pavilion over them. And when he cometh, he shall smite the land of Egypt, and deliver such as are for death to death, and such as are for captivity to captivity, and such as are for the sword to the sword. And I will kindle a fire in the houses of the gods of Egypt, and he shall burn them, and carry them away captives, and he shall array himself with the land of Egypt, as a shepherd putteth on his garment, and he shall go forth from thence in peace. He shall break also the images of Beth Shemesh, that is in the land of Egypt, and the houses of the gods of the Egyptians shall he burn with fire. May the Lord bless unto us the reading of his holy and sacred word of truth. May he help us now to pray. O thou most holy, almighty and eternal God, Lord, we are unworthy to approach unto thee, for we are sinners. And yet we need to come. For thou alone, Lord, canst have mercy and compassion upon us to save us from our just desert. Lord, we pray this night thou wilt look upon us through thine only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that glorious King of kings and Lord of lords that hath paid the price for sin and conquered the power of sin and of death, and has returned victorious to his eternal kingdom. Lord, we pray in his name, the Saviour of sinners, the Friend of sinners. And Lord, may we know him as such within each of our hearts, for there is no other way. There is no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. We come, Lord, dependent, pleading that sin-atoning blood shed on Calvary's cross to atone for our sin. Nothing in our hand we bring, simply to his cross we cling. So, Lord, may we come and be now in that frame this night and unite us in true worship of thee. Lord, do come in the power of thy Spirit that we may worship in spirit and in truth. Lord, may we know nothing amongst us here this night save Jesus Christ, and him crucified. Lord, our hearts become so hardened by the things of time and the things of the day, the things we've had to attend to and the matters that have arisen during the course even of this day. But Lord, we pray thou wilt now give us a softened heart. Lord, and mellow our spirit. Give us that longing desire to hear thy voice. And may it be, Lord, a voice that is for our good, our eternal good. Lord, thou knowest where we need correction. Thou knowest where we need direction. Thou knowest, Lord, where that dead soul in trespasses and in sins needs thy quickening power, thy quickening word. And thou knowest those, Lord, that are cast down and need that confirming word of thine, that they are thine and thou art theirs. Lord, whatever be our need this night, we pray thou wilt speak it through thy holy word and in answer to the many prayers. Lord, may this place here ever be a true house of prayer. Not the building itself, but the gathering together and the outpouring of the hearts before thee. Lord, thou knowest the prayers that are put up to thee now, and the prayers that have been put up to thee before this service. Lord, we pray thou wilt answer every one. Where the need is providential, or the need is spiritual. And Lord, we cannot separate the two, for they combine together in the hearts of thy people, that all is of thee. So, Lord, may we hear thy voice and know thy blessing upon us to strengthen us and give us that faith to trust in thee at all times. Lord, may this place here ever be the place where thine honour dwelleth. And the testimony, Lord, of each one, we love the house, O God, wherein thine honour dwells. Lord, may that be the testimony of the young people and the children as they grow in this wicked world, that here, Lord, there's a sanctuary from the wicked world and all that they have to contend with in daily life, in education, in occupation, in all that concerns them with one and another whom they meet. Oh, Lord, may they find this place to be the place where thine honour doth dwell. And, Lord, they find answers to their prayers and the blessings to their hearts. And, Lord, the abounding of thy grace upon their soul. O Lord, do undertake for them in all their pathways. Lord, we pray that thou wilt bless the work of the Sunday school here, those that are involved in it, Lord, the teachers. Lord, may those labours not be in vain. Lord, they may think that nothing has been attained through that which they attend to. But, oh, may the word, Lord, that is spoken, Lord, be as the bread cast upon the waters. And it is found in many days maybe to come as a blessing in the heart, as a quickening arrow of conviction in the hearts of those to whom has heard it. Lord, who raise up from amongst the rising generation a people for thy praise. And may they be able, Lord, to tell of that great love and mercy of thine unto them, that they're a chosen vessel of thy mercy, that there be a continuation of thy visible church here in this place, and not only here, Lord, but throughout our land and even throughout the world. Lord, we do pray that where that exercise is already begun, Lord, that the seeking soul may find, that asking soul in prayer may receive, and they that knock at the door of thy mercy may find it opened to them. So, Lord, grant thy blessing here in this place. Lord, be with each one, Lord, whatever our age. Oh, we need thee, Lord, we pray the same prayer, that thou wilt call us by grace and lead us forth in the way thou wouldst have us to go. Lord, do make us willing in the day of thy power to do that which is right in thy sight, in obedience to thy revealed and sovereign will. Make us each, Lord, a true, faithful witnesses of the hope that is within us. O Lord, we pray that thou wilt give a hope within us each, and let not of us be left in nature's darkness, deceived by our evil hearts, which are desperately wicked. Lord, do not let our religion just be legal and outward. Lord, we need it within. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Lord, be with us so tonight, and grant the application and power of thy Spirit, and grant that unity and the bond of thy peace. Help our friend who has chosen the hymns for this evening. Lord, help him in all those matters he has to attend to. The deacons, Lord, help them, and the church members. Lord, grant that unity amongst them in all the exercises that they have. Lord, we pray thou wilt supply all their need. Lord, for surely they commit unto thee that which they know they have need of. Help them to continue in prayer, but Lord, make no tarrying, and grant that which is for the good and prosperity of thy church here, and the good of all that attend, the soul's good. Lord, bless the congregation. Oh, may it often be said by each one, it has been good that we've been up to the house of the Lord. We pray that it may be so tonight, Lord. All these things are in thy hand, for without thee we can do nothing. Remember those, Lord, that have much duty and responsibility in business and occupation, the cares of children, the bringing up, Lord, in the family unit. Lord, those that have cares because of sickness and ill health, maybe injury, Lord, we bear them before thee. Lord, who hear the many prayers that are put up to thee, and grant them, Lord, that help day by day, answers, that they may continue leaning upon thee, their beloved. Lord, remember those who shortly hope to be married. Lord, we ask thy blessing upon them. Lord, that thou wilt go before them between now and the day appointed for the wedding. Lord, that all may be done in order, and that day come to pass, which is owned and blessed by thee. Lord, for their good, And may, Lord, their married life together be a day of thy continual grace, compassion and mercy. Lord, we pray the same for all that are married, those that are bringing up children. Lord, those who pray for their grandchildren. Lord, do bless each one as they lay all these things before thee, that whatever our state, whatever our case, whatever our frame, we may daily know thy mercies, and that thy compassion's new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, do bless the preaching of thy word here. Lord, we ask thy blessing upon that which was attended to here upon thy day. Lord, and unexpected that there were reading services. And we commend to thee, Lord, thy dear servant who should have been here on the evening service. Lord, we pray thou wilt restore him to good health and strength, and help him and bless him in the ministry of thy word. Make him the means of many hearing thy voice. O Lord, these mysterious things arise, but Lord, still use him to the honour and glory of thy name. And all, Lord, that are appointed here, Lord, make them the messengers in thy message. A word that will not return unto thee void, but will accomplish that which thou doth please, and it will prosper in the thing to which thou dost send it. O Lord, till cause thy word to go forth, to have free course, and be glorified. How we need it, Lord, in this solemn, evil day, surrounded by so much iniquity, openly now permitted under the law of our land. O Lord, we are all sinners, no matter why we are or what we are. But we cry and sigh for the abominations now done in the land. O Lord, do not let the ungodly have thee rule over us, but give wisdom to our leaders, that they may see the error of those ways, and turn us again toward the ways of thy holy word. Lord, use them to seek for thy counsel in all the matters, the difficult, heavy matters that they have to face and decide upon. And Lord, we pray thou wilt send out more labourers into the ministry of the gospel. No matter what the denomination, Lord, may each one be filled with those who are faithfully taught by thy Spirit, and cast out all false doctrine and false practice. Lord, may this nation again be a nation of whom thou art our God, honoured and glorified in all aspects of public life. And Lord, may it be so with each of us in our own personal life, our private lives. Lord, to thy name be all honour and all the glory. Lord, ever appear for us. Strengthen us for life's journey, giving us that faith to look on, to look up. Lord, to that which is yet to come, that place of habitation in the eternal kingdom. O Lord, do not let us lose sight of that which Christ hath fulfilled on Calvary's cross. Set it before our eyes even this night, and Lord, may we be thy true servants. We ask these things in the name of Jesus, and for his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn 799. Man, bewail thy situation. Hell-born sin once crept in, mars God's fair creation. 799.
Dependence upon our Lord to help us, for our desire that He Himself, our God, will speak to each of us through His holy word. I would ask your prayerful attention by way of text to the prophecy of Jeremiah. But chapter 37. And there, part of... My eyes has just gone from the word. Chapter 37 and part of verse 17. Then Zedekiah the king sent and took him out, that's Jeremiah, out of the prison. And the king asked him secretly in his house and said, "Is there any word from the Lord?" And Jeremiah said, "There is." For he said, "He, thou shalt be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon." But especially that middle clause laid upon me. Is there any word from the Lord? And Jeremiah said, "There is." Is there any word from the Lord? Jeremiah was a true messenger in the Lord's message. How often we read in this prophecy the expression, "Hear the word of the Lord." The word from the Lord. Jeremiah was a reluctant minister to the people. It was not his own will, it was not his own work. And he's often referred to as the weeping prophet. Because we read on more than one occasion where he wept because of the sin of his kinsfolk, the sin of the Lord's people, the sin of Judah. It was written, wasn't it, with a pen of iron, with the point of a diamond. That means it was on the hardness of their heart. And they did not perceive it. They refused to hearken to the word of God. Jeremiah also wept concerning himself. We read on one occasion how he mourned that he was ever born. How he wished that the news that a son had been born to a mother had been that one had been stillborn. And yet Jeremiah was faithful and obedient to the word and the way the Lord had called him to walk. His strength rested upon the promise of God that the Lord would be with him. "Oh, they shall fight against thee," he said, "but they shall not prevail against thee." But how they seemed to prevail at times. When they took Jeremiah, put him in the prison, more than once he was put into a dungeon. And how they sought to kill him. A man greatly despised for the word of truth. But dear friends, we find that no matter what the reaction of the people are, who fight against the word of truth, the Lord's word will come to pass. What the Lord speaks is what the Lord purposes. What the Lord purposes, that will he do. And no matter how we may fight against it, dear friends, we cannot prevail. Is there any word from the Lord? Jeremiah said there is. Zedekiah came to Jeremiah a few times. But first of all, although the chapters of Jeremiah are not chronological in their order, we may find that something concerns Zedekiah the king, and then a few chapters later it's speaking about the previous king, Jehoiakim, but that doesn't matter. The word of the Lord is as it's set before us. There was the occasion when Zedekiah sent Pashur and the son of a priest to Zedekiah, asking him if there was any way that the Lord would deliver them from the king of Babylon, who was making war against them. Perhaps Zedekiah desired the Lord to deal with them as he had with Sennacherib, who came against Hezekiah. But Hezekiah was one who feared the God. And the Lord turned Sennacherib away from him, didn't he, in answer to his prayers. Dear friends, if we desire the Lord to hear our prayers in our tribulations and our troubles, oh, how we need to be in the way of one that fears God. For if we regard iniquity in our heart, the Lord will not hear us. Now such was Zedekiah. He sought from the Lord through Jeremiah that the Lord would deliver them from the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. And Jeremiah answered these two whom Zedekiah sent, "Thus saith the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. I set before you the way of life and the way of death." Is there any word from the Lord? There is. Thus saith the Lord. And that way of death was to fight against the Chaldeans. The way of life was to submit to them. An answer contrary to what Zedekiah and all the princes of Judah would consider was right. In their natural understanding, in their natural way, the victory would be by destroying Nebuchadnezzar, fighting against him, or the Lord sending them away and destroying them like the Assyrians of Sennacherib, who perished with a plague. But no. Nebuchadnezzar was the chastening hand of God. The chastening hand upon Judah because of their sin. And therefore, deliverance was to be submission to it. To fall under the mighty hand of God. You know, dear friends, when we have any affliction, tribulation, matters that rise against us and bring us into sore trouble and distress, it searches our hearts, doesn't it, as to why it should be so. How we search our hearts, is this the Lord's chastening because of our sin? You know, dear friends, it's a good thing if we are brought to such a state like that. With our own hearts by nature do not teach us of our sins. Now teach us of our own righteousnesses. Now seek to exalt ourselves and feed our pride. It's the leading of the Spirit of God and the fear of the Lord which will bring us to search for our iniquities. And dear friends, if we do know the chastening of the Lord, we're to fall under it. Even though we might know what that might mean, what the outcome will be in its physical sense. But dear friends, we will prove this. As the psalmist said, he hath chastened me sore, but hath not given me over unto death. No, the chastening of the Lord is for that purpose, to bring forth in time, yield the precious fruit of righteousness, to bring us again humble, submissive to the hand, to the ways, to the word of God, our dependence upon his mercy. Is there any word from the Lord? There is. But Zedekiah's heart was hard, and the heart of the princes was hard, and they could not submit. They could not submit to the hand of the Lord. It may have seemed that the Lord was working. When Nebuchadnezzar left Jerusalem for a time to fight with Egypt, who were coming against them. And at that time, Jeremiah sought to leave Jerusalem and went out of the gate of Benjamin. And one saw him and arrested him, and said he was falling out to the Chaldeans. In other words, Jeremiah was giving himself over to the Babylonians. Jeremiah said, "It is false. I fall not away to the Chaldeans." But Arijah took Jeremiah, as we find in a few verses before our text, and brought him to the princes, and they smote him, put him in prison, in the house of Jonathan the scribe, for they had made that the prison. And when Jeremiah was entered into the dungeon, and into the cabins, and Jeremiah remained there many days, Zedekiah sent to take him out. Is there any word from the Lord? And Jeremiah said, "There is." Same word. The way of life, the way of death. If they remain stubborn to the word of God, if they remain stubborn to obedience to the word of God, they would perish. And we read how the princes heard all these words as well. And they put Jeremiah in a dungeon. The one from which Ebed-Melech sought of Zedekiah to bring him out. Oh, dear friends, how solemn it is, isn't it? For a heart to be hard and ever rebellious against the word of God and his sent servants. We know that's each of our hearts by nature, isn't it? Especially where the answer of the Lord is not in accordance with our own will. Now that is what we're taught here, isn't it, in this prophecy of Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to pass. Jerusalem was destroyed. Zedekiah was killed. The princes were slain. They sought to flee, but they were caught. Zedekiah's eyes were put out. His sons were slain before him, and oh, dreadful punishment came upon the leaders of Jerusalem and upon many people, and many were taken captive. And Nebuchadnezzar put up Gedaliah to be the leader and the ruler of all those, the few that remained, the poor, the needy. And Jeremiah himself, who was left in Judah and near to Jerusalem. Solemnly, this Gedaliah was slain. by one who was of the king's seed. And many feared what Nebuchadnezzar would do to them. We read how Johanan tried to slay this man who had killed Gedaliah, this man Ishmael, but he was able to flee to the Ammonites, and so he escaped. But Johanan and all the people that were left in Judea, they feared that Nebuchadnezzar would come now against them and slay them for the death of Gedaliah. And they gathered the people together to go down into Egypt. But we read that before they went, they did that which was right. That was very acceptable. That was what they should do. They committed it unto the Lord. They came to Jeremiah, asking him, the man of God, him whose word has come true concerning all that had happened to Jerusalem, to pray for them what they should do and where they should go. And we will obey the word of the Lord, whatever he says, whether it be good or whether it be evil. We will obey the voice of the Lord, our God, to whom we send them. And everyone's how commendable that was. And perhaps that's us when we're in trouble. We seek to bring it before the Lord, desiring to know what his will is. But when the answer came from Jeremiah, that the Lord said to them, stay where you are, and I will bless you, and I will show mercies unto you. Don't be afraid of Nebuchadnezzar. I will save you from his hand and deliver you. But dear friends, they believed not, because of their fear. They believed not. The spirit of unbelief was greater than their faith. This was not what their will was. This was not their understanding. This was not the way they thought was going to be best for them. And so they rebelled against the word of God to go their own way. In fact, we can throw no stones at these people, can we? Oh, but how solemn to be left to one's own self and to depart from the will, the revealed will of God in answer to a prayer. Some of you know that my deacon, Stotfold, is now in the Harpenden Bethesda home. And visiting him over a week ago, one of my visits to him, he said this expression which I never heard before. He said, my weakness is very strong. What he meant, he couldn't overcome the weakness of his body, which he now felt. It was stronger than that which he would wish to be. And I thought, well, how much that is with faith, isn't it? Our faith. The weakness of our faith is very strong. We cannot overcome it ourselves. And if we are left to this dreadful plague of unbelief and our own understanding, then there is no trust in the Lord. There is no strength, even though we might know the Lord's will, there's no strength to do it. And these who went down into Egypt, the Lord sent his word after them through Jeremiah that Nebuchadnezzar would come there He wasn't going to come back into Judah. The Lord had said he wouldn't. But they thought it would be safer in Egypt. They leaned to their own understanding. Oh, that's in the Proverbs, isn't it? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Dear friends, is there any word from the Lord? There is. But these are departed from it. And you can perhaps read chapter 44 of Jeremiah in your own time and see the dreadful things that would come upon them because of their disobedience. And they did not repent. Why, they said it was better to worship the gods of the sun and the moon than it was the God of Israel. Oh, our sin can lead unto deeper sin. Disobedience can lead us into a great depth of the judgment of God. Is there any word from the Lord? Jeremiah says there is. Oh, dear friends, what is the word of the Lord to us? Is there a word of the Lord to us today? Of course there is. We have it here before us, don't we? The holy word of God. From Genesis to Revelation. A sacred word. Do we take heed to it? Is there any word from the Lord? There is. What does it tell us? It tells us that we're all born in sin. And we're shapen in iniquity. We're no different to these solemn people of Judah in the days of Jeremiah. We've all come short of the glory of God. Our goodnesses, our righteousnesses, the things we do which are acceptable in a moral and a kind and a legal sense, they're as filthy rags, because we are all as an unclean thing. And the Lord, looking down from heaven, beholds us. As he said, there is none that doeth good, no, not one. Dear friends, that's you and me here tonight in our nature. Do we rebel against such a word? Do we fight against it and saying, oh no, that doesn't apply to me, I'm better than many others? And dear friends, that's the deceitfulness of our own heart. Is there any word from the Lord? There is. If we continue in our unbelief, if we continue in the same heart in which we were born, then we shall die in our sins. And those who die in their sins, as Jesus said, all shall go to that terrible place where there's weeping, wailing, gnashing of teeth, the way of death, the way of death, eternal death, from which there's no escape. One will be there forever and ever. I often tremble when I read the case of King Ahaz, who in his trouble and in his distress sinned more against God. Oh, what a testimony to be put on your gravestone. In his distress, he sinned more against his God. Well, dear friends, he died thousands of years ago. That's only a bare beginning, isn't it, of an eternity? Oh, how solemn. the judgment of God to those who sin so deliberately against him. Is there any word from the Lord? There is. Then let us take heed to these solemn things which we find written in the Holy Scriptures. Oh, you young people, there's so much in your heart, isn't there? So many temptations, so many enticements to depart away from the Word of God. You've got your own plans, your own schemes. You want things to work out just as you wish them to be. So did I when I was your age. But oh, may there be a word of the Lord for you that brings you into a consciousness of our solemn state by nature. And each of us, no matter what our age, to ever realise what we are before a holy God. But we thank the Lord that's not the only word, is it? Is there any word from the Lord? There is. The Lord said to this one, this man will I look. To him that is poor, of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. One who's brought, come into the knowledge that they are guilty sinners before a holy God, and only worthy of that dreadful damnation. Dear friends, where the work of the Spirit of God teaches us what we are by nature, we shall tremble at the word of God, shall we? We shall tremble at this way that is death, eternal death. But we thank the Lord there's a way of eternal life, a way that he has made. And what is it? Submission. Submission to the righteousness that is of God through the gift of his Son. Submission as a guilty sinner, one trembling at the word, knowing one's own judgment, one's own desert, pleading that salvation for sinners through Jesus Christ. Is there any word from the Lord? There is. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give thee rest. What a sweet word that is. But notice, first of all, there's the precept before the promise. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. That means you're burdened by your sin. You're burdened by that expectation, if you were condemned for your sin, of eternal of hellfire. And that sin which you cannot deliver yourselves from in your thoughts, your words, your deeds, it's ever with you. And you carry it day by day. And it's a grief. It's a solemn burden. Like Pilgrim in Pilgrim's Progress, a great burden upon his back, he couldn't remove it. But is there any word from the Lord? How do we come unto him? There is. Come, let us reason together, saith your God. Your God? Yes. He is leading you in this way, you see. He is applying the power of his Spirit to draw you out of the ways of sin into the ways of salvation. As a needy sinner, submissive before him, pouring out your heart before him, confessing your sin. And that's how we plead, isn't it? That's how we reason. We reason through the holy word of God. We plead that sin-atoning blood, that it may be applied to our hearts, to our soul. the fountain open for sin and uncleanness. Come, let us reason together, as saith your God. O, your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. The pleading his promises, the pleading his word, the pleading of the work of Christ, the pleading of the Saviour of sinners. Oh, it comes in that first chapter of Isaiah, which is so solemn, isn't it? Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do well. Seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, please. A complete change, spiritually, a change of heart. Old things passed away, which was all of self. Now, friends, they're all for the honour and glory of God, who you desire to cleanse you from your sin. Come now, let us reason together. And dear friends, where there's a sinner pleading that precious blood, he will answer. Because the precept is come now. The promise is, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Do you know what it is to be there? On your knees. The Lord Jesus speaks of prayer in the closet, in the secret place, nobody else around you, not praying as the Pharisees did on the streets and in the marketplace, to be seen of men, to be honoured by them. No. This is the outpouring of the heart. If ye confess your sins, he is merciful and gracious, isn't he, to forgive us our sins, faithful to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. What's the good of the land, the spiritual land? It's the bread of heaven, the shed blood, the body broken of the Lamb of God. The sacrifice for your sin, partaken of by faith, and it becomes your life within. That spiritual life, that life of the soul. Oh, if ye be willing, obedient. Dear friends, these words, come and let us reason together. Do they mean anything to you? Or do you rebel against them? Do you fight against them? I no need to come. That's not necessary for me. Then, dear friends, the next verse says, if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Is that a physical sword? No. That's the sword of the word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. You have heard the word. There is no excuse. We see the evidence of Almighty God in all the world around us, in all his creation. Oh, there's no evolution. Everything was perfect from the beginning. Everything had to be to work together for good. Oh, what disobedience there is, isn't there? Devoured by the sword, by the word of God, that one's heart has remained hard, unrepentant, untouched by the gospel and the grace of God that is declared in his word, and one remains in the nature's darkness and ignorance, only to perish in our sin. In that last day, oh, the sword of his word, which will condemn us. Depart from me, I never knew you. Oh, dear friends, I pray that this will not be the case with any of us here tonight, whatever our age. May we know the come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Is there any word from the Lord? The Lord Jesus said, didn't he, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. That righteousness is through the death, the imputed sin upon the Lord Jesus Christ, our sin, who was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. There is no other word. Submission to the righteousness of God through the merits of his Son. Peter says, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. That's not just talking, that means our whole behaviour. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. How can we be holy? We've got such a sinful heart. What did we have last week for our text? Be ye perfect, as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Perfect and holy. Dear friends, that's only through faith in the shed blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse us from all our sins. There is no other way. There is no other deliverance. There is no other salvation. Oh, to know our Jesus crucified, to by far excel all things beside. Be ye holy as I am holy is the word of God. And hope to the end for the grace that is brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. For ye know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ when he appears to answer those petitions for the forgiveness of sins. Ye know the grace. This is your sins being blotted out, though they be scarlet. Your soul now as white as snow. Your sins blotted out as a thick cloud. Ye know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich for your sake, he became poor. Now that breaks the heart. There was weeping over our sins. Now there's weeping over the mercy we found. For your sakes he became poor, that ye by his poverty might be made rich. Oh, dear friends, what grace. Is there any word from the Lord? There is. And now we need to be kept, don't we, in this grace and the knowledge of our Lord. Oh, the temptations that come in our pathway. And we're so ready to backslide, so ready to fall, left to ourselves in our own earthly heart. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. When Moses spoke to the children of Israel on the borders of the Promised Land, he said unto them, when thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, what were these things? They'd fallen. They had begun to serve other gods. They'd been tempted. They'd been drawn aside from looking alone unto the Lord God of Israel. They'd become disobedient to his word and to his ways. If thou seek with all thy heart and with all thy soul to find him when thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God and shalt be obedient unto his voice, that's the answer to your prayers. For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant. Nor forget the covenant. The thing is promised unto you. Now, friends, what a merciful God. In spite of our sins, our faults, and all our failings. If thou turn to the Lord thy God, pleading again for his mercy, and shalt be obedient unto his voice, the way you should go, to turn aside from all that evil and go in the way he would have you go, then he will be merciful to you. He will not forsake you. Why, he will bless you with another token of his covenant. But if it is not so, as the nations which the Lord destroyeth before your face, so shall ye perish, because ye would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. Dear friends, those are very solemn words here, isn't there? As the Lord Jesus said, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Walk in my ways, in accordance with my revealed will. How often we say, oh, that way isn't my way. I'm quite content with as I am at the moment. Dear friends, that won't do you any good. Oh, how we tremble at the word of God. It's a solemn word, isn't it? What does Peter say concerning the latter days? For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? That obey not the gospel, the good news. Those things which depend, don't they, upon the word of God and the goodness of God through the gift of his Son. And if we live in the Spirit, we are to walk in the Spirit, seeking obedience unto his will, his revealed will, and his sovereign will. If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Oh, dear friends, how solemn. Is there any word from the Lord? But there is. Obey my voice, and obey his will, and walk in his ways. Walk in love as he hath loved us. Oh, we love our own ways, don't we? We love to fulfill our own will. But there might be something here tonight, dear friends, and I suppose it's almost like a Boat Avenger. Has the Lord a sovereign purpose for any of you here tonight? And the word has been spoken and you rebel against it. Dear friends, I know what that is. It's not a pleasant place to walk in rebelliousness to the sovereign revealed will of God. If it was my will, I wouldn't be here tonight. If it was my will, I'd be far off. I'd be in the sports and all the other entertainments. And Dear friends, where there's disobedience, his sovereign chastening hand upon one can be very, very grievous. And yet, dear friends, his will is to be done. Oh, may this word be unto you. Is there any word from the Lord? There is. Whatever that will is of God to bring you into his ways, revealed or sovereign. Gideon feared, didn't he, when the Lord appeared unto him. But this was the word to him. Go in this thy might. Have not I sent thee? And the Lord promised to be with him. He thought he would die, but thou shalt not die. Dear friends, the ways of the Lord, they're ways of pleasantness. All his ways are peace, not maybe physically, as Paul, the Apostle Paul could say, but they are spiritually. Of course, that way of peace is the way that leads on to everlasting life. The obedience of a good conscience. The obedience in which there's blessing in the deed. Dear friends, that's far better than being ruled by your own spirit and your own will and your own pride and your own heart and intents. Oh, is there any word from the Lord? There is. Obey his voice and all his will esteem. Oh, we sing that, don't we, at the hymn, end of one of our hymns. Oh, that my soul could love and praise him. That's hymn 667, isn't it? That lovely hymn of Gadsby. Oh, do look at it. And may that prayer be your prayer. And may he make you willing in the day of his power. Is there any word from the Lord? There is. Where those that desire to walk in his ways, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. Go in the strength of the Lord thy God, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Is there any word from the Lord? There is. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Oh, what a difference to depart from me. I never knew you. The way of disobedience. Through the hardness of one's heart, the way of submission to the righteousness of God, through the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, a humble sinner, humbled that he may exalt you in due time, ever casting upon him all your care, seeking to do his will. Come, thou blessed of my Father, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. That's the difference between the broad way and the narrow way. It's the difference between the thief on the cross who cursed things in the way before the Lord. Carest thou not? Oh, and if thou be the Christ, come down and save us. Oh, the unbelief in his heart. The other one, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom, a guilty sinner. Well, dear friends, these differences are found in the word of God. Is there any word from the Lord? There is. May you be drawn and maintained in the side. That is the way of salvation. Who Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Fred Ince is expected to preach next Lord's Day. And on Monday there will be a special services when Mr. Tim Pocock is expected to preach. Let us close with hymn 1068. Jesus, full of all compassion, hear thy humble suppliant's cry. Let me know thy great salvation. See, I languish, faint and die. 1068.
do follow with thy blessing the truth of thy holy word. Lord, do take away all that has been of my own self, but what has been of thee, cause to abide in the power of thy Spirit, and hear the prayer of our closing hymn. Lord, make it the prayer of each of our hearts to be begun and confirmed in the way that is everlasting. Lord, exercise each one of us in the great merciful truth as it is in Jesus, to deliver our souls from that pit of corruption. Be with us as we separate. Come, Lord, here upon thy day, and bless the gatherings together here and the labours of thy servant, and also at the special service next Monday. Lord, may it be said, it has been good. We've been up to the house of the Lord. Hear us, Lord, in all these things, and may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us now and forevermore. Amen.